Welcome to Girlfriends in the Word. I'm Lisa Dorr.
And I'm Robin Eschbach.
And we hope you'll journey with us through the Bible. We'll share scripture, a devotional, have a lively discussion, and close our time together in prayer.
We hope you'll be encouraged and able to live out what we talk about on the program, and even do it today.
Thanks for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome again, Robin, and here we are in the book of Psalms, right in the middle of the book. Did you know that? I know you know that, but how fun. If you wanted to just find Psalms, you just open right to the middle of the book, and there it is. And I know you have some great things to tell us about the book of Psalms and how I picked this one, 8:1, that we're going to get into here in just a little bit. I can tell you was just the Holy Spirit. I feel like as I was writing the devotionals, he would direct me specifically as to what one he wanted to zero in on. And it was just my time dialoguing with him. And then specifically for the radio time, he showed me within those six that I had already picked out in that year, which one to dialogue about today. And so that's what we share when we come together. And so today's is 8:1. And it is so much about praising him. I mean, so many of the Psalms are songs, and they're about praising him. And so this one is even a song that we sing about. But did you want to share something, Robin, right from the start?
Yeah, when I think of the book of Psalms, when I remember I was a teenager and getting super interested in my Bible. You know, I had years and years of going to Sunday school. But there were a year in there where I thought, you know, I'm going to really start reading my Bible. Mm-hmm. And guess what I did? I read the Psalms every day.
Beautiful.
And I noticed that when things got tough or I felt bad about myself, I would just open the Psalms. Sometimes I was reading 4 and 5 Psalms in a sitting, only because it just brought peace to me for some reason. And I did that for, you know, who knows how long, but it really ministered to me as I was problem solving or just trying to figure life out. I would read those Psalms. Then as the years unfolded, I began to get into the book of Ephesians. I remember when I started thinking, hey, that Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians is kind of great stuff. But I remember at the beginning of my journey, it was the book of Psalms for me. I got a really big kick out of reading it, and I really enjoyed like the poems and the songs and the thinking King David wrote them. That was all big for me.
Mm-hmm. Very poetic. Mm-hmm. I like the poems. So let's jump right in with Psalm 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which have set in place. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. This is such a praise to the Lord. It's even a song we sing. Can you tell us, Robin, how you like to praise the Lord? It doesn't have to just be singing, does it?
That is right. There's such a variety, so many disciplines that we have in serving our mighty God. And I remember years ago, I sat in a class with Jamie Sebastian. She's a missionary now overseas. And she talked about there's different ways to really love the Lord and to praise him. And she said, I'm one of those that, she goes, I really love to research the Bible, and it caught my attention. And she goes, there's those that just read the devotional, you know, the Proverbs and the Psalms. And she said, those that pray, they just pray their guts out because they love the Lord so much. You know, the intercessory prayer team, mm-hmm. I think of them. And then there's those ladies that like service. They just do service. They want to make all the meals for people, and they want to make sure they're the usher at the event, and they're just giving their all and really getting a kick out of it. And I found it in Psalm 16:11. It says, you will show me the path of life. Your presence, God's presence, is full of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And I just think of those pleasures because there's like a sweet spot for me to praise the Lord. And what is that? What do I really get to just enjoy so much? And I found myself in the last couple of years researching, like helping people, would find people in the Bible. It's kind of a crazy little creative thing, but I thought I would share it today because I was just down in Florida and I was having coffee with the other mother-in-law from my daughter getting married, and her name is Sharon. And wouldn't you know it, this week I'm reading Song of Solomon, and in there talks about, it's a verse that came up, and Sharon, her name was in the verse, and so I looked at it, and it said that I'm a wild pick flower, and I've been picked in the plains of Sharon. And I just thought, this is my cup of tea. So I went and researched where are the plains of Sharon? Why are they mentioned in the Song of Solomon? And actually, that wild flower is a beautiful rose. And I was able to have lunch with her. I brought the verse with me. I explained to her that I'd found it and that she was really a wild flower, you know, sitting in this new family that we were creating with my daughter and her son. And my mind went back to the year I decided to give everybody in my family a word for Christmas. And I started this like in September, and I only stayed in the book of Proverbs. And I thought, I'm going to find a verse. I'm going to read the book of Proverbs. And as I do, I'm going to just use all of my nephews and nieces. And that year at Christmas, I had a little envelope for everybody. And it took us a couple hours. We sat around and I said, I want to deliver my words to you. And when they opened up their little paper, you know, it was a delivery there. And I had found a verse for my dad that was, I am so full of unanswered prayers, I'm going to sing it to the top of my lungs. I found that in Proverbs. Oh. Well, when my dad passed away, and they're like, what verse should we put on his program at the funeral? I said, guys, can we use the verse that I found years ago in Proverbs? And I gave it to him for Christmas. And if you go to your program, I don't know if you've been to the funeral, but it will be in there that he is singing to the top of his lungs about the answered prayer. His arms are full of answered prayers. And so that's kind of a little way that I praise the Lord, is I try to find people in the Bible and try to find some kind of verse. I will forever text people, hey, I got a verse for you. And I'm doing that to praise the Lord. I'm bringing that in so that they feel special by something that I found in the Bible that's relating to them. And so I don't know what your sweet spot is, but it really does bring pleasure to me to do that. And I find myself when I'm with people, my devotional time in the mornings are tied into who I'm having coffee with that day, or I'm going to be with my mom tonight. You know, what am I reading in my Bible that could be precious to them? And so it's a pleasure. What's your pleasure? You know, how does the Lord really, do you find pleasure in praising him in some of your disciplines?
So sweet, Robin. And I love how you referred to it as a sweet spot, because we do all find that sweet spot. I didn't know you did that with the names and a word for, I knew about the names. I remember when you were researching names years ago, but when you found a word for your family in the book of Proverbs and gave that to them for a Christmas present, that is so beautiful. And then to think that it was used in your dad's program at his funeral, that just really touches my heart. Robin, that is so, so sweet. Mm-hmm. His word is powerful. God's word is powerful. And to pull it apart and to be able to share it personally with people, that's beautiful. And then present day for you to share with Sharon. How fun is that? That is just so exciting. I think my sweet spot is prayer. And it's probably because prayer is as simple as talking to God and then reading his word and having him talk back to us. So my sweet spot and worship, time of worship, is praying, talking to him, praying for someone, interceding, you know, the different levels of prayer where you just get in such an intensity. I love that feeling when the Holy Spirit comes over me while I'm in prayer and I just go into thoughts and words that I've never thought of before. And I really feel like it's the Holy Spirit taking over. And it's so fun for me because we're partnering together. I love his presence so much. And we can find him in all kinds of details, right? We see him all around us. But when he's living within us and we're praying or we're singing or whatever that sweet spot is that ultimately he created that sweet spot within us. He made us all different and gave us the different desires within our hearts to have sweet spots. When we connect with that and we connect with him, it is such a beautiful place. And I love that you said that about the joy that it brings. And there was another word you used I absolutely loved, but it's so great that there are different varieties of praise.
Yes. And to even take it one step further, because we're being so intentional today to talk about, you know, these things that are so special to us, our spiritual disciplines, you know, the ways that we formulate how we love our mighty God. And my thoughts go to the spoken word. Because many times, you know, I have all these spiritual thoughts in my head and I can hide them in my heart and they're wonderful and I hold them on to myself. But when I can, like at church time or I'm listening to my radio in the car and I can actually articulate, Jesus, I love you, like in my own little private, but it's spoken. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the enemy and all the spiritual warfare that goes on, when I can actually speak the words of some kind of declaration that I am loving God in a mighty way, I think it's powerful. And my mind goes back. I say some of that because my grandpap, which is my dad's dad, he would use the word hallelujah all the time. So we would have, you know, my mom, my grandma and grandpap were prayer warriors in the living room forever. The prayer chain would call the house and they would call everybody together. They lived next door to me. So I was over in their house a lot. And they would say, hey, my grandma would be like, the prayer chain called. We have to pray for so-and-so. Mrs. Harvey, she's had a heart attack or whatever would be the problem. And she would gather us in there. We would hold hands. And my grandpap would begin to say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. And so I found this verse in the Bible that I think I can't remember exactly where it is, but in Psalms, and it says, let the hallelujahs be spoken, let them be declared. And you know, I took that yellow highlighter, I put that, and I put my big old grandpap right on there. I said, that is my grandpap, because I could hear his hallelujahs in my head. And I thought, man, someday if somebody can refer to Robin and kind of say, you know, I remember when, whatever it would be, the pleasure that I received in declaring to them some kind of praise that they heard me say, you know, it was spoken, it was declared, it was shown, it was given to them, it came in a conversation. And I just think that that is really special for me today, that when I hear anybody say hallelujah, it goes right to my grandpap. And I say, thank you, Jesus. I heard him praise the Lord. And I'm still living it in 2019. I still hear his hallelujah.
That is so beautiful. Pleasure was the other word when you said that again, that the pleasure comes out as we're praising. That is so beautiful about the hallelujah. Are you familiar with that song, Hallelujah, that's out right now, and how important that is to sing your hallelujah I don't know the words of the song, but it's basically in the storm.
Yeah.
You know, it's during the storm that you're raising a hallelujah, and that is so beautiful. I can just picture, of course, I didn't know your grandpap and your grammy, but how precious that they would gather everybody in their living room and the prayer chain. Remember how that, I bet it came right through their telephone. Their telephone was probably on the wall. It probably had a long cord, right? And bring, you know, here it came and they got the call. But how beautiful. They took that seriously. It wasn't we'll get to that or something. They went right to God in prayer on behalf of whoever was in need. I just think that's so beautiful. But to start, for your grandpap, to start with the hallelujah, to praise, just like we have with the Psalms, you know, and this Psalm specifically where it starts with, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. How beautiful that we get to praise him through the Psalms, through the songs, and we have the examples of your grandpap and you're doing that. And yes, Robin, I see it in you too. Father, thank you for setting your glory above the heavens. You are majestic in all your ways and worthy of honor and praise. We worship you and we praise you today.